Thank you, Tall Steve. This is Adrian here at the Blockhouse, and I am live with Baltic Crossing, who are going to be playing at the Lotus Kickoff Concert tonight at 7 p.m. at the Buskirk Chumley Theater, and on Friday during Lotus Festival at 8:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church. Thank you so much for coming today, Baltic Crossing. Let's go ahead and get started with the song. The lively sound of Baltic Crossing here for our first Lotus Live session of the year. They're going to be performing again at the Lotus Kickoff Concert tonight at 7 at the Buskirk Chumley, and will also be performing during Lotus Festival on Friday at the First United Methodist Church at 8:30. Again, thank you all so much for coming and being with us today on WFHB.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you. Let's go around and just do quick introductions, who we've got and what you're playing here today.
So my name's Ian Stevenson. I am from Newcastle, which is in the north of England, and I'm playing acoustic guitar.
And my name's Santi Arveland. I guess this is my fifth time so far in Bloomington, Ooh. Indiana, and maybe the fourth time at Lotus Fest, and I play the mandolin and double bass.
My name is Andy May. I'm also from Newcastle in the north of England. Northumbrian pipes.
Okay, my name is Christian Buge. I'm from Denmark.
Yes.
And I play the fiddle.
Woo. Yep. All right, wonderful. So we have three different countries represented among four people here, which is, I think, pretty unique. How did that come together? How did you meet up?
Lots of us studied at degree level at university to do specialist studies in folk music, and part of my course in Newcastle was to do an exchange program to Finland. And whilst I was there, there was a folk music education conference, and that's where I met all of the guys there, and me and Christian in particular from Denmark thought that it would be a great idea to pick our favourite musicians and see if we could get them together. So that's what happened, and that was 11 years ago.
All right, and that worked out pretty well then. Excellent.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Yeah, I was also on exchange in the Sibelius Academy in Helsinki at some point, and we kind of, yeah, really loved that place up there. Mm. Isn't that right, Antti?
I guess so.
I just met them all in the pub.
Right, so there you go.
11 years is a pretty long time to sustain kind of a long-distance band. How do you stay together and keep getting music together?
Well, I guess we have already shared some roles organizing tours and like putting stuff together. So basically we've got kind of our aerial responsibilities. So whenever we get together, we just like have a little bit of sessions and some concerts and then just of course a few beers every now and then. But I think it's the major thing with this band is that we just try to have as much fun as possible together. So that keeps us like really going.
Yeah,
we really try to put some gigs together. You know, whenever we meet, we try and line up an amount of gigs. And that's kind of how we kept it alive, I suppose. And you know, by the fun, of course. Yeah, as Antti says.
Yeah. Maximizing all the time together. That's great. All right, wonderful. So you've played one song for us earlier, and what was that song?
That was actually two Finnish pieces that we put together for our last album called The Tune Machine. And we can just proudly mention that that album was actually voted the album of the month this year in the UK for the BBC Radio 3.
All right.
Which is pretty cool.
Is that album going to be available at Lotus Festival?
You betcha.
Wonderful.
You betcha.
For a limited amount.
Ah, excellent. All right, well, let's go ahead with our next song.
Sure.
That's Baltic Crossing here at the Blockhouse for our Lotus Live sessions on WFHB. Excellent. So that what song was that off of the more recent album? Or
yeah, that is a set of tunes of our latest Tune Machine album, and it's a couple of tunes from the north of England, in fact.
Woohoo! Yeah!
The first one's a one called the Reed House Rant, which is a very old tune, and the second one is a tune which I myself have in fact composed called the Regular Climber, which we wrote for a friend of ours who enjoys climbing trees.
Excellent. All right, and have you've had that album come out pretty recently, so have you been on tour for that one lately?
Basically, yes. We put that album out last summer, but this is our first US tour, so we are up for like presenting all the three albums we have done so far. So the repertoire we play, it's from the whole history that we have basically gone through with the band.
It's like a triple US release of all the albums.
Absolutely.
Kind of.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Baltic Crossing anthology for us here at Lotus. Wonderful. So, Antti, you've been here, you said, to four Lotus festivals before. So how's your experience been at Lotus in the past?
I suppose good, because I'm just back all the time. So I guess year after year, I feel that, like, you know, when the fall closes by, and I just feel that, okay, I should be probably in the States again, because I think I can remember how many tours within the same period I've done, like, the past years, but quite many. And quite often, Lee has been very, very open to my new suggestions, and I hope this won't make an exception to that.
Definitely. Wonderful. And where is the tour taking you so far for the U.S. tour?
We play in 6 different states. So we started from Wisconsin, played at 2 little towns, Luck and Barron, and then we played in Northfield, Minnesota, Duluth, then we went up to Calumet, Michigan, then down to Wheaton, Illinois, close to Chicago, and then today we're here, then we go back to Chicago, then there will be a couple more, Decorah, Iowa, Aitkin, Minnesota, and then we drive up north in Minot, North Dakota.
All right. The whole Midwest, all the plains.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
More or less.
We just really love the Midwest, you know.
Great.
I've been a lot to the Midwest, but not with this band before, but I have a really great Danish friend in Iowa, actually. His grandfather was a musician and came from Denmark and brought a lot of tunes over to the States. So I'm just glad we could come back to this area.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. So what's in the future for Baltic Crossing after this tour?
Who knows?
The world is our oyster.
You know, we're going to actually go to France.
Oh, all right.
This autumn, I believe that's in November. So just the coming month after we get back home.
Yeah, and then next year in April we're touring the UK. So we're going to be playing at the Sage Gate Theatre and some other places in the northern part of England, which is of course one of the best parts of England.
Of course.
Of course.
And you're all kind of from up north, one way or the other. So how would you say that your individual backgrounds have blended together into the Baltic Crossing sound?
That's a complicated question, because I think it has taken, as I said, that it's taken lots of just like time together to play sessions, because those are the times when we share like our favorite music to each other's, and then we probably, that's the way how we find the most kind of common type of tunes for the band.
I think we have time for one more song, so go ahead and give us one last tune for the session.
Okay, this is going to be a set of some tunes that we especially learned actually in some sessions around. So it's 2 jigs for you, and the first one we learned in a session up in the northern part of England.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the second tune we learned in the middle part of Belgium, actually in a jam session in Brussels. So we call this the International Jigs.
Whoop!
Wonderful. That was Baltic Crossing live on WFHB, bringing the sounds of England, Finland, and Denmark all together. And they will be performing tonight at the Lotus Kickoff Concert at 7 at the Buskirk Chumley, and then on Friday at 8:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church. Thank you so much, Baltic Crossing, for coming and being on the air with us today. Big thank you to Area 51 and to the Blockhouse and the staff of the Blockhouse. And a thank you to our volunteer Lotus Live staff. We'll have more Lotus Live sessions tomorrow afternoon. And I will go ahead and turn it back over to Tall Steve.